April is National Autism Awareness Month, an appropriate time to reflect on the story of Jessie Park, as told by her mother, Clara Claiborne Park, in her two books, The Siege and Exiting Nirvana, A Daughter's Life with Autism. For Buddhists, nirvana is a state of serenity achieved through extinguishing all desires and passions. Small wonder, then, that when Clara Park watched her 3-year-old daughter Jessie, who had been recently diagnosed with autism, she thought Jessie behaved as if she had reached nirvana prematurely. Like many autistic children, Jessie appeared content to crawl around one spot on the floor, or to thread a chain through her fingers for hours on end. Instead of looking at the content of pictures, she focused on abstract shapes and colors. She could not speak with others, and was so indifferent to human beings that she seemed to look through them. Park was determined to reclaim Jessie from this nirvana, but it was not easy. 40 years ago, when Jessie received her diagnosis, autism's causes were even more obscure than they are today, and treatments were practically non-existent. Psychiatrists blamed autism on so-called refrigerator parents who didn't love their children enough. If scientists hadn't disproved this theory, Clara Park's example could have done so. She eloquently describes how she, her husband, and their 3 other children worked through trial and error with extraordinary inventiveness, persistence, and love to draw Jessie into play and from play into communication. But there's no cure for autism. Jessie can never entirely leave nirvana behind. But she lives more and more today in the ordinary world. She takes commissions for brilliantly colored paintings. A reproduction of one of them hung on the White House Christmas tree in 1993. Most important for Clara Park, though, are Jessie's practical, unromanticizable achievements. Working in the Williams College mailroom for 20 years, keeping a checkbook, attending aerobics classes, and struggling to understand the enigmatic emotions of those around her in a way that a person lost in nirvana never would.